Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Hungary Reports. I'm Hajna Katót with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The situation in Hungary is tense because of immigrants. The country is physically incapable of taking in more migrants, said the State Secretary of Law Enforcement on Wednesday. The country has asked for so-called technical patience to execute the Dublin Regulation. According to the decree, thousands of migrants could be transported back to Hungary from 11 different EU member states. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Péter Szijjártó said that Hungary is complying with every EU law and hasn't decided on suspending any of them, including the Dublin Regulation. Officials held a roundup along the southern border on Wednesday. Almost 800 illegal immigrants were detained by mid-afternoon.
Group of illegal immigrants sit on the dam next to Szeged in the flood basin area of the Tisza River. Officials apprehended them in a nearby forest. A police search was sent out on Wednesday morning after officials received multiple calls that migrants were seen in the area and even in downtown Szeged. Police officers swept the forest all the way to the border step by step, and surrounding roads were closed off. Hundreds of illegal border crossers were found. Among them, there were a few injured, a man who could only walk with crutches. They were taken care of by paramedics. At the same time, officials inspected cars in Szeged. They caught human smugglers and taxis transporting illegal border crossers.
We don't like Afghanistan.
Those who still had their papers had them inspected by officers on site. Later, police handed out water to the detained migrants. According to the summary, Wednesday afternoon police caught 781 illegal border crossers. Civil patrol also helped out. We were notified by multiple sources that illegal migrants were spotted in different parts of Szeged, so the head of the Csongrád County Police Headquarters ordered increased inspection for the city of Szeged and its surroundings. Officials are using the help of civil patrol in the city, said spokesman Szabolcs Szenti. We simply cannot provide for the migrants, said the state secretary of the Minister of Internal Affairs at the session of the Defense Committee. László Tasnádi said that the World Conference was held on Tuesday at the Internal Affairs Ministry. The situation is indeed tense. I would declare that the Hungarian government is keeping true to every European agreement, and so also the Dublin Protocol. What is happening, to put it simply, is that we are physically stuck. We simply don't have any more beds. All the tents are full, said the state secretary. According to the Dublin Regulation, migrants have to be sent back to the country where they first registered in the European Union. The state secretary said that Hungary has asked for a technical break and patience in taking in illegal migrants, since there is currently no more room for them. Hungary is complying with each and every European Union law and also fully meets each and every order, said Péter Szijjártó. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade said Hungary has not decided to suspend any regulations, including the Dublin Regulation. He said that the government wants to discuss a law with the EU that would mean 10 member countries want to send migrants back to Hungary. According to plans, 15,000 people would be transported back while referring to the Dublin Protocol. These illegal immigrants didn't enter the European Union through Hungary, but through Greece. So our standpoint is that since migrants have to be sent back to where they entered the EU, they have to be sent back to Greece, said Péter Szijjártó. The government also decided that the budget of the southern border fence construction will be 6.5 billion forints, about 20 million euros. Péter Szijjártó said that the goal is that the government be able to build the fence. He also added that each border section where illegal immigration cannot be stopped in any other way, Hungary will build a temporary security fence.
In the meantime, migrant centers are full. Most of them have taken in twice as many people as they were intended or supposed to. The migration wave isn't slowing. Hundreds cross the green border each day. This month's record number of migrants was surpassed on Tuesday. Officials held up more than 880 people.
The migrants entering Debrecen could put up a no-vacancy sign. In a short period of time, such a large number of people arrived here that many don't have anywhere to spend the night. Some live here alone, others with small children. Most people complain about how crowded it is. The camp could originally house 800 people comfortably, but the number of people currently lodged here is almost twice as much. Hundreds of illegal migrants arrive to the country each day. They are housed in these temporary camps. In the past month, more and more have arrived. A month ago, 300 people illegally crossed the border daily. By the end of June, it's doubled. On Tuesday, their number broke this month's record. Almost 880 illegal immigrants were caught by police. On Wednesday, foreign TV crews were on the scene to report about the camp in Vamos Sabadi. Officially, this station can accommodate 300 people, but because of the increasing number of immigrants, tents were set up in the yard. More and more migrants say that they would like to stay in Hungary.
If I get my people job permit, residence, if I can have job, a good job, to have a little money to live, no problem, I sit here.
The reception center in Bichka is also almost full. Immigrants staying here are from Pakistan, Syria and Afghanistan. They left their homes in hopes of finding work and a new life. Amongst those who talk to our reporters, none have actual plans. Most of them say they may continue on, but they also might stay here in Hungary. The Director General of the Office of Immigration and Nationality said at the session of the Defense and Law Enforcement Committee that they accommodate more than 1,000 people each day. Zuzanna Vig explained that they can take in 1,500 migrants at most, but currently they have to lodge almost twice as many. We continuously expanded the number of beds, first to 2,000, then to 2,500, 3,500 and so on. This means we also had to set up tents and container housing, said the Director General. According to most recent data, about 60,000 people have requested asylum in Hungary since January.
Opposition socialists say instead of a fence, the police should be reinforced and harsher penalties should be imposed on migrant smuggling up to 15 years. The party believes the migrant flux can only be handled with joint European efforts. Right-wing Jobbik supports the government's actions because the party thinks it's unfair that the migrant wave arriving to Europe put pressure mainly on Hungary. The LMP believes an efficient resolve would be needed and to enforce Hungary's national interest in the EU. Ruling Fidesz says Hungary is in an impossible situation due to the illegal border crossers and migrants planned to be sent back into the country. Vice Chairman Lajos Kósa said Hungary did not withdraw from the Dublin Protocol, only asked for time to prepare, just as many other EU countries have already done. The General Convent, the Joint Representative Committee of the Carpathian Basin's Reformed Churches, is meeting in Budapest on Wednesday and Thursday. The objective of the convent is to prepare its joint constitution and laws and to coordinate its common affairs. Each dean, caretaker, bishop and main caretaker of the Reformed dioceses in the Carpathian Basin is a member of the committee. On the first day of the conference, they held a church service in the Reformed Church on Kálvin Square. The bishop of Dunamellik, István Szabó, held the sermon. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán also attended the service. He said later, "Our work is cut out for us, to find the road to preserving and keeping our Hungarian nation in the Carpathian Basin. The leaders of Hungary ask you to help our nation in the next millennium, just as you have in the past one."
Let's take a stand for Transcarpathia, where there is an impending social catastrophe. And let's make a stand together for Transylvania, where Transylvanian Hungarian Protestants, who give the state what it demands, rightfully demand in return that the state grant God what is God's. The Hungarian government trusts in Hungarian Protestants, just as you can trust the Hungarian government.
And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.